morning, coming up on 8:45 here, and we appreciate your being with us this morning. We have a new regular show. It happens once a month. I'm so excited. The last Friday of every month, you get to hear What's Up at the Forest, presented by The Forest at Duke, a community that encourages you to keep growing. Since it opened way back in 1992, The Forest has given residents of retirement age the opportunity to keep exploring independently by enhancing their ability to lead purposeful, active, healthy, and secure lives. Nestled in the beautiful central part of North Carolina, over 800 residents from 38 different states and all walks of life have chosen to call The Forest home over the past 25 years. On What's Up at the Forest, you'll meet a resident or a special guest, which brings me to my special guest in here, the studio today. Aaliyah Granger is here, and Nancy Perrin, sales counselor in The Forest at Duke. Aaliyah, Nancy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Aaliyah, let's start with you, and I know we've talked before. We've talked about the variety of events offered to residents and guests at The Forest at Duke, which is a really special place. What is the Evening with The Forest program, and what makes it special?
Thank you, Ron. The Evening at the Forest program is a series of presentations that we are offering this fall. They really showcase our commitment to keep searching. We don't rest on our laurels at The Forest, but we are always seeking to host relevant and engaging conversations, and we think these presentations are certainly examples of that.
Kind of cool. It's another example of why it never gets boring at The Forest at Duke.
Absolutely not.
That's for sure. Nancy, what are some of the feature events coming this fall as part of this evening programming?
Well, Ron, on Friday, September 6th, we have the Cooperstown Quartet. And this performance will include piano quintets by several different composers on Friday, September 27th, and these were both at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We will be showing a full-length film screening of Wilmington on Fire, which was directed and produced by Christopher Everett. And after the film, he will host a question and answer session, so that should be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th, we're presenting the Art and Science of Spirits at the Durham Distillery. So you could join us for a private tour and tasting at the Durham Distillery. It was named the number one craft gin distillery in the country in 2018 by USA Today.
Now, these are a lot of great events for residents of Forest at Duke, but Nancy, who can come to these events? Can other people come, and how do they get signed up?
Yes, everyone is welcome. There are a few ways to RSVP. You can email us at rsvp@forestduke.org, or you can call 919-433-2385.
You guys have a great website, really interesting there. Aaliyah, how do events like this, the Evening with the Forest program, tie in with the overall mission at the Forest of Duke, and what do you hope folks will get out of them?
Absolutely, Ron. The mission of the Forest is to offer our residents the very highest quality of life. We believe that comes from lifelong learning, from building relationships, and just continuing to grow. Programs like this are part of our efforts to help our residents and the surrounding community keep growing individually and in our partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Now, Archansky was saying just a few minutes ago about all the older coaches in the Carolina athletic program and everything, and says it's a good thing that 60 is the new 50 or something like that, and sounds like it's kind of that way at the Forest at Duke. Everybody's still active and doing a lot of really interesting things. You guys have a really vibrant community. A lot of people have been there for a long time, kind of integrate the new residents in, and how do you find out more about joining that community?
Well, you can learn more about the Forest at our website, which is www.forestduke.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else that either of you would, I really like doing these monthly conversations, but anything else that either of you would like to share with our listeners that we haven't talked about?
Well, we would just really like to invite anyone who might show any interest or want to learn more about it to come down and have some fun with us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank you for sponsoring our trivia question every morning with Freddie Kiger. We do a little bit before 7 a.m.
My pleasure.
That's always a lot of fun. We have a lot of folks calling in for that. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us, Ron.
Going to be another great day and another great weekend at the Forest of Duke. Thank you for joining me this morning on What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest of Duke, where people of retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and they're always keeping life interesting and something to look forward to each and every day. Again, get details, forestduke.org.